and welcome to
Love Talk Radio.
Doing tonight. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what your situation is. The man you can call on sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. All right, we are just underway. We'll be doing 1 hour tonight on House of Ben Gospel Blog Radio. Our subject tonight in America, now that we've elected Donald Trump and the Trump family, what will workers receive? Trump 17 cabinet level picks have more money than a third of Americans' households combined. There is nothing wrong with wealth. Let's get that clear and understandable. There's absolutely nothing wrong with wealth. God has all of the wealth in the world, and he is in my heart, and I hope he's in your heart. That means you and I are extremely rich. We are wealthy. But that has to be understood in a very spiritual sense. The 17 people who the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has selected for his cabinet are for posts with cabinet ranks have well over $9.5 billion in combined wealth. They are wealthy people with several positions still unfilled. This collective wealth is greater than that of 43 million least wealthy American households combined, over one-third of the 126 million households total in the USA. With the wealth of Donald Trump's cabinet-level positions bring jobs wealth to the American citizens. That means with this cabinet and the members of Donald Trump's cabinet and what they're planning on doing, will the House and the Senate be able to make changes to laws that will help you an eye if you have as an individual person? Will it make this country richer to pay off this deficit and pay off this debt and saying that? What will be the impact of that? And guess what? That is all in the hands of God. It's all in the hands of God. And God has that in his control. What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States with a GOP Congress and the Senate? All right. Let's talk about tonight's issue. GOP elected site rule divorces in Electoral College. You know that tomorrow, December the 19th, the Electoral College will, in fact, rubber stamp or legitimize what the voters have done so far as the President of the United States. And more than likely, Mr. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States of America. They're talking about some crazy ways to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Oh, that's all, how you say, hocus pocus. That will never be happening in this country we call the U.S. of A. However, if at least there's some GOP electoral breaks from their respective states, however, if President Obama for Congress declared martial law and the U.S. House of Representatives can impeach, while the Senate must try with all these smokestacks. Not going to happen. Senators call for probe of cyber attack by Russia. It's interesting about that. Only thing I found interesting about it was that looked like Russia would have hacked everybody's information. They might have done. And just spilled the beans on everybody. But they just hacked the U.S. Democratic side and spill the beans on what the Democrats were doing behind the scenes, so to speak. Politics is a very nasty, mean game. It is a very nasty, mean, and unforgiving game. Only human beings can play this game of politics, cut your throat and kill you with one word. It's awesomely powerful. Senate calls for probe into cyber attacks by Russia. U.S. Senate charged Schumer. Democrats in New York talks to the media after a week. Who will be Senate Democratic leader in the U.S. Congress in January? He said that the panel should also examine hacking by other countries. The matter has angered Republican President-elect Donald Trump. U.S. Senators call for a probe of cyber attacks by Russia. Fox Business. At that story, at Alabama rally, Trump's promises hope for the forgotten men and women. That's from the Los Angeles Times. In focus, Indiana lawmakers discuss Russian hacking concern. Here's my spin on this. Donald Trump is a very wealthy man, and so is his family members. Donald Trump, all of his life, had been making money all over the world, and that includes Russia. I would suspect that Donald Trump and Russia are pretty good buddies. So therefore, Mr. Putin wants his buddy to be president of the United States. That would make Mr. Putin, which is some $85 billion rather, rich. Did you hear what I said? He is some $85 billion rich himself. And Mr. Trump ain't got chicken change. He is quite wealthy himself. They would make a lot of more money off of the American government, the United States government, all countries of government, as well as Russia and America. It's all about making money. It's nothing personal. Nothing personal at all. It's all about making money. And both men, Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin, very much want to continue to make more money. That's what it's all about. Maybe it should filter down a little bit to you and I and some of the common people and other people in America. But more than likely, those two men will indeed, after 4 years, be even richer. That's the only way. That's just my take on it. It could go the other way now. Let's see another point. Congressional push for sanctions against Russia could set up a clash with Trump. That's from the Washington Post. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republicans loathe him. They just hate his guts because he tends to be a Republican that says what other Republicans want to say but scared to say. For whatever reason, they kind of think Lindsey Graham is a bit of an oddity for him, you know. But Lindsey Graham has his own way of saying thing and doing thing, and he does that. Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, an outspoken Trump critic, is the latest lawmaker to in the United States has imposed sanctions against Russia since 2014. The Trump team even worked behind the scenes as the Republican has suggested the president should start considering an option to use as well. Powerful information there. Another point of view, transportation spending could unite Democrats and GOP and Donald Trump. Minneapolis Star Tribune, 2016 file photo, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump speaks during a rally. Spending could be a rare area of accord among Democrats, Republicans, and Congress passed the historic $305 billion highway bill last year, and Senator Al Franken was very wary of Trump's bill could be a giveaway to developers. Interesting. Another aspect, Donald Trump may surpass expectations, the Washington Times. How about that? It is absolutely possible that Mr. Trump may be the greatest president since white bread. It is all possible. God can do anything. And then he could be the worst president since there were presidents in this country. You never know. It's all in the hands of God. God can do anything. But one thing is for sure. God is saying something to the great U.S. of A. Pay close attention and listen and know when God is speaking. He has spoken already to America. He has spoken already to America, and he continues to speak to us through his word, God's word, God's word, the Bible. It is written clearly, speaks to us all the time about situations. He forewarns us and tells about things that to come. But we have to be attuned and into God and know God and in the Spirit of Christ to understand what's going on. God is still in charge. Let me click back to the studio for a minute and see if anybody called. Nobody called. That's okay. That's good. As we continue here, Donald Trump, repeal of Obamacare could cut Planned Parenthood federal funds. That's by the Chicago Tribune. Still, the Republican has been steadfast in calling for a repeal of President, the low-income women, President Barack Obama's, his health care, whatever it is. But, oh, by the way, a lot of people signing up for it. There are over 200 and some thousand people passed last year's signed up already. City Republicans have steadfastly been calling for the repeal of it. The low income moved through the Congress alone party last year. They may well succeed, but the women of America are going to the Senate. GOP leaders could afford to lose just one other Republican. That's going to be a battle now. This health care situation. I really don't know how they're going to do it. But anything is possible in the good old U.S. of A. That was one of Mr. Trump's main campaign promises. Repeal and replace President Barack Obama's health care. That's what they like to call it as. Okay, Trump's action on health care could cost Planned Parenthood. How about that? Idaho electors prepared to cast votes for Trump. McClatchy's Washington Bureau. 19 to cast their ballots for the President of the United States. Chair Donald Trump, Idaho presidential campaign, former GOP state senator, has over and control of both the state and the congressional levels. And part of the rule in how they cast their vote, which suggests electors can go their own way. McCain, Russia election-related hacks threatened to destroy democracy. Senator John McCain, I like John McCain. He says just what's on his mind, good, bad, or ugly. He tells it like it is. And then at times, he will really lay it on you. I think he's a good man. John McCain did some time in prison in the Hanoi Hotel. Did some time in prison as a war in prison. Prisoner of war. Hanoi and all them kind of places like that. But he made it through. A good man. McCain, the Arizona Republican who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, emails in a bid to help President-elect Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. When America doesn't lead a lot, what the bad people do. That's a little swipe at President Barack Obama, saying that President Barack Obama has not led America during his 8 years in the presidency. That's why, according to some statistic, and that are being tweeted now, as high as 37% of Americans kind of like Putin, you know. How about that? Say he's a strong man. Strong man. Your president-elect Donald Trump said during the campaign that Putin is a better leader of his country than President Barack Obama is the leader of his country. All subject to interpretation, but that's what has been said. God's still good, though. McCain, Arizona, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, emailed is the bid for President-elect Donald Trump to defeat Hillary Clinton. While Americans don't lead, a lot of other bad people do, as if you don't. He added, much and what damage and what should the United States of America do? What can America do? Think about that. What can America do about another country meddling in its political affairs? You know, America, excuse me, hold on, as I yawn here. But they should be disrespectful, but this is not your thing. You should be able to control your yawning while you're on air. But in this case, I was not. But listen, America has did its share of meddling in people's, in other countries' affairs, too. Remember the Bay of Pigs? Remember that? The Kennedy president. America was meddling in Cuba's affairs. And what happened? The Cubans somehow rose up and defeated the Americans, and Fidel Castro was passed a few weeks back. Then on a journey of 40 or 50 years of thumbing its nose at America and what they do and what we say. Because America tried to go in and overthrow old Fidel and his Castro people and do some things a different way. You know what I mean? So America's meddling in a few countries this year. So some folks are beginning to use technology to meddle in America's affairs. What do you think? All interpretation. Russia hacked probe urged by Senator Trump aide cast out. That's from the Bloomberg paper. Bipartisan letter seeks Senate inquiry into Russian hacking claim. That's from the New York Times. So many people hate the New York Times. How about that? Wonder why. McCain Schumer calls for a special committee to investigate Russian hack for unprecedented raid. The Los Angeles Times. All kind of good stuff out there. Trump picks for budget director has urged big spending cut. That's by the PhillyVoice.com. Mac Vovanti, President-elect Donald Trump's choice as his budget director, if confirmed by the Senate. Vovanti would lead in an office that coordinates and supported cuts beyond what House Republican leaders preferred. And Mulvaney's strong voice in Congress, who will get America's physical house in order? Get that debt under control. We have so much problem with debt because we are a better country. We borrow from everybody, you know, from Russia, from China, from Japan. Everybody that has a bank, we Americans have borrowed from. And so far, we've been good. But what's coming to light now is that we got so much debt as it mounts. You will become a slave to the lender. Who said that? That's in God's word. And God's word, before we pass away, will be true. God's word is true. It is absolute truth. Absolute. California Politics Podcast. Governor Jerry Brown takes on climate science critics. Los Angeles Times. The chairmanship vote will take place during the state Republican spring session, refuted the claim by President-elect Donald Trump. All rapid voter and fraud statewide. Bottom line, I can assure you that the election officials at the state level, Kamala Harris, who will be sworn in as a U.S. Senator next month. You know about her, right? Kamala Harris. She's from out of California, I believe. An up-and-coming power player, so to speak. Those are some of the alerts that came in. I put out an alert, and this is what this alert said about President of the United States. Will the wealth of Donald Trump cabinet level position bring job wealth to all Americans? What will Donald Trump do as President of the United States? With a GOP-controlled Congress and a GOP Senate. I set that up as an alert on Google. And what it does, every time something comes up in regards to what President-elect Donald Trump would do in the as a president with a GOP Congress and a GOP Senate, every time there's an issue related to that, an alert is sent to my box. That's what these opening remarks for GOP electors, such rude voice in Electoral College, okay? Four crazy ways to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. That's absolutely a force. That's not going to happen. However, if 37 GOP electors break from their respective states, however, if President Obama falls, Congress declares martial law. The U.S. House of Representatives. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Let's go back to the studio for a minute. I'm going to go over and play some music for us here. Songs that I like to hear. Some of the songs that I've written. Let's play some Deborah Snipes. This is from Deborah Snipes live CD, Seek Jesus, Part 1. Deborah Snipes here on House of the Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us as we continue with gospel music and conversation with the wealth of Donald Trump's cabinet that will position bring jobs, wealth to the American citizen. Will the House and Senate be able to make changes to laws? Another situation that will help you and I, the average American, put more money in our pocket, put more pep in our step. Will any of that happen? Stay with us here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We've got about 35 minutes of live streaming time now.
Hallelujah. that the Lord has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless your name.
Every day, oh, mm-hmm. Well,
come in. If you're seeking, he'll come in. If you're seeking, he'll come in. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All right. This is the end of our first hour of broadcasting here on House of Doctrine Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for being with us tonight as we continue here on House of Doctrine America, now that we elected Donald Trump. Family, what will the workers receive? We hope that we gave some information that will help for you as you deal with the situation. God is always in control and handling things his way. We do not always understand what God is doing, but you have to be attuned to what is taking place in this world and be aware of what is being said and done. God is still in control, no matter what. We want to go to a song here. This is going to run for a few minutes here. We'll run for about 30, 32 minutes. We hope that you will enjoy. It's the William Brothers, the Doug and Mary Williams, part two. And this going to close us out for this day. And we will see you next time on House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio. When we come on, and anytime, you can check us at House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio and listen to our podcast, our broadcast. This particular show here today that you just got to listen to is http://blogtalkradio.com. The show number is 9677525. And we're dealing with the situation of Donald Trump and his friend being president. Will that permeate into jobs and stuff for the rest of us? Let's close it out. So we're only about 32 minutes and 42 seconds. We may have about an hour, 30 minutes of recording time left. We hope you will enjoy this. The William Brothers, Doug and Melvin William from Duet, Part 2. Enjoy. See you next time on House of Written Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not It's amazing to me all the things that you do for me, and I've never seen your face. It would satisfy my curiosity the day that I see your face. You gave me the gift of life before I even knew who I was. You paid the ultimate price at Calvary. You shed your blood. Yeah. Whoa, how I love you so. You supply every one of my needs. I don't always do you right, but you keep on blessing me. Thank you. together and let's have a little touch. God will give me peace in my heart. God will give me peace in my heart. Storms may rise and winds may blow. The rain may come, but it will pass, I know. Whatever I do, if I let God take a part,
I want you to know what I'm talking about.
revolve around me. I really couldn't do the true words of the Lord, because self had me too blind to see. Then I heard the voice of God saying, Doug, it's time to make that change if you're gonna live for me. Right then and there, I had to get out of myself and get myself out of the way so God could use me.
Continue.
to